Ben Johnson, The Washington Stand. The Biden-Harris administration did not prosecute a single one of the hundreds of attacks against churches that took place last year under a 1994 law designed to protect houses of worship, a congressional hearing established on Wednesday, citing research from Family Research Council. Even as violence and vandalism against churches and pro-life centers skyrocketed over the last 2 years, 92% of Biden administration cases using that law targeted pro-life advocates. Those facts emerged Wednesday during a House Judiciary hearing about the implementation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, FACE, Act, signed by President Bill Clinton in 1994. The FACE Act explicitly punishes anyone who intentionally damages or destroys the property of a place of religious worship in 18 U.S. Code Section 248(a)(3), imposing a $10,000 fine and a jail sentence of up to 6 months for a first conviction. Each subsequent conviction can add $25,000 in fines and up to 18 months in prison for nonviolent protests, or up to 10 years if the defendant is convicted of causing any bodily injury. Since the start of the Biden-Harris administration until May 2024, the DOJ had brought a total of 24 FACE Act prosecutions against 55 defendants, with only two of these cases concerning attacks on pregnancy resource centers. To this day, the FACE Act has never been used in defense of a church since it was passed in 1994, said the subcommittee chairman Representative Chip Roy, R. Texas. In all, 50 of the 55 defendants were pro-life, and the department obtained 34 convictions, according to data from the Biden Justice Department. Statues of Lady Justice show her wearing a blindfold, because it is not supposed to matter who is being judged, what they believe, or who they voted for. Unfortunately, over the last 4 years, the Biden-Harris administration has weaponized this act, through disproportionately targeting pro-life Americans for FACE Act violations while simultaneously failing to protect pregnancy resource facilities, despite being the target of growing violence, said Roy. Those who hate wisdom love death. Although the law putatively covers churches, it has never been used to protect America's first freedom as churches come increasingly under attack after the May 2022 leak of the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade. The Family Research Council identified 436 attacks on churches just in 2023, testified Aaron Hawley, senior counsel and vice president at the Alliance Defending Freedom. Last year, Ariel Del Turco with the Family Research Council reported to this committee over 400 incidents of hostile acts directed at churches, including hundreds of acts of vandalism, dozens of arson attacks, and incidents involving guns or bomb threats. There have been zero prosecutions under the FACE Act for that violence, noted Hawley. Those who hate wisdom love death, said Representative Harriet Hageman, RYO, paraphrasing Proverbs chapter 8 verse 36. And I think that's what we're dealing with here. Technically, the report, Hostility Against Churches is on the Rise in the United States, analyzing incidents from 2018 to 2023, by Del Turco, documented 436 church attacks during the first 11 months of 2023, a whopping 800% increase over 6 years. FRC also documented 67 acts of violence or vandalism against pro-life pregnancy centers between the Dobbs decision leak and May 2023, 39 assaults against pro-life churches by October 2022. And 24 attacks on pro-life organizations by January 2023. Hawley cited some specific attacks. On June 7, 2022, Compassecare's office in Buffalo, New York, was firebombed and tagged with spray paint reading, Jane was here. On June 10, 2022, the Gresham Pregnancy Resource Center in Gresham, Oregon was burned. On June 25, 2022, Life Choices Free Pregnancy Services in Longmont, Colorado, was firebombed and spray-painted with the message, "If abortions aren't safe, neither are you." Hawley cited numerous other hostile acts against pro-life women's centers in her unabridged, written testimony. Pregnancy resource centers make a strange target, since they're giving away diapers and baby formula for free, noted Representative Kevin Kiley, R. Califf. I became a slave to ideological tyrants, pro-life advocate remembers. At the hearing, Hawley and her fellow witnesses detailed ways the Biden administration has weaponized the FACE Act to target pro-life individuals, said Hawley. The Biden DOJ has upped the ante, placing pro-life Americans in as much jeopardy as possible. Steve Crampton, senior counsel at the Thomas More Society, noted that the Biden administration has invoked the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, for the first time in our nation's history, to accuse pro-life advocates of engaging in a conspiracy against rights. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The act increases the jail sentence for a nonviolent first violation from 6 months to more than 10 years in prison. One of the people facing the barrel of a federal gun was pro-life advocate Paul Vaughn, arrested in 2022 for a pro-life demonstration in Tennessee. After Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, DPAW, invoked Project 2025, Vaughn replied, "I would like to tell you about the DOJ's Project 2022. It happened on October 5, 2022, at approximately 7:15 in the morning, when my house was assaulted, my wife and children were terrorized, and I was kidnapped at gunpoint by four armed men. Lethal force was abused to abridge my God-given and constitutionally secured rights. At the moment of being placed in handcuffs, I became a slave to ideological tyrants, either the ones holding the weapons or the ones they obeyed," remembered a traumatized Vaughn. "The process is the punishment. Government has been weaponized against we the people," said Representative Jim Jordan, R. Ohio, citing the similar arrest of pro-life advocate Mark Houck by heavily armed federal agents in front of his wife and seven children. Reps. Scanlon and Gerald Nadler, DNY, held that the disparate enforcement of the law came about because pro-life advocates violate it more often. Yet one study found pro-life centers were 22 times more likely to be attacked than abortion facilities. Despite that evidence, President Joe Biden formed the Reproductive Rights Task Force, led by Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta, in July 2022 to combat state pro-life protections and prosecute sidewalk counselors. DOJ continues to robustly enforce the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, boasted a fact sheet from the White House Task Force on Reproductive Healthcare Access. Biden's Attorney General, Merrick Garland, stated last December that the entire department is working to ensure that prosecutors across the country are equipped to bring FACE Act cases. "And we have emphasized that Civil Rights Division attorneys are always available for consultation and technical assistance." Targeting peaceful pro-life Christians singing hymns in the lobby of an abortion facility seems unusual, in an atmosphere where we're told police officers should de-escalate for violent criminals, noted outgoing Representative Dan Bishop, RNC. "That must stop, and I guarantee you they will stop in the next administration. I can assure you, we will have justice back in America on January 20th, agreed Representative Wesley Hunt, R. Texas. "When pro-abortion domestic terrorists are prosecuted, they tend to get lighter sentences than required by law. Judge William Conley, an Obama appointee, sentenced the man who confessed to firebombing the Wisconsin Family Action in May 2022, Ridindu Sankar Roy Chowdhury, to 7.5 years rather than the 20-year maximum sentence allowed by federal law. While we expect the incoming administration to end this horrific practice of the DOJ, that is not good enough. The American people deserve to know that their rights are not going to be abused no matter which administration is in power," said Roy. Roy, repeal the FACE Act. Roy introduced the FACE Act Repeal Act of 2023, H.R. 5577, which would apply to any FACE Act prosecution underway at the time of its passage, last September. The legislation currently has 47 co-sponsors, including Reps. Jim Banks, R. Eind, Chris Smith, RNJ, Thomas Massey, RKY, Marjorie Taylor Greene, R. Gaw, and Greg Stube, R. Florida. Crampton noted that, since Roe v. Wade has been repealed, the FACE Act guards a non-existent right. "There is therefore no federal constitutional right to abortion, and the very reason for FACE's existence no longer exists. Under the well-established doctrine of cessante ratione legis, cessat ipsa lex. When the reason for a law ceases, the law itself ceases," he testified. Today's hearing on the FACE Act should highlight how it has been repeatedly weaponized by corrupt bureaucrats and officials against peaceful pro-life advocates. "The committee should call on their colleagues to abolish this federal law if it will continue to be unevenly applied by pro-abortion radicals in government to punish peaceful pro-life activists while attacks on pregnancy centers and churches continue unabated," said Tommy Valentine, director of the Catholic Accountability Project at Catholic Vote, in a statement emailed to the Washington Stand. "We hope that under President Trump's watch, true impartiality and justice will be restored to our governing agencies, and the exploitation of governmental power which we have seen run rampant under the Biden administration will no longer be tolerated. Democrats try to tie pro-life Republicans to violence. Democrats on the committee accused Republicans of stoking violence against abortionists by repealing the 1994 law. The motivation here is very clear. In repealing the FACE Act, they would invite every anti-abortion extremist to use violence, threats, intimidation, to block access to abortion nationwide," said Scanlon. "They knowingly enable dangerous and hostile rhetoric, and ultimately, that makes them complicit in the consequences of those actions. Anti-abortion extremists continue to use violence, threats, and disruption to curb access to abortion, so Republicans want to repeal the law that protects from these ongoing threats," claimed Nadler. but the Thomas More Society holds that the act is unconstitutional and must be overturned on the grounds of sound jurisprudence. Promises made, promises kept. Roy said the next administration must act to reverse these wrongful imprisonments, reuniting families who have been collateral damage of this administration. The Trump administration should consider pardoning and commuting the sentences of those wrongfully targeted. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to pardon peaceful pro-life advocates and other political prisoners who have been convicted of FACE Act violations or similarly trumped-up federal charges. I will appoint a special task force to rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who's been unjustly persecuted by the Biden administration, so that I can study the situation very quickly and sign their pardons or commutations on day one, promised President Trump, who then sought the Republican presidential nomination, in his address to the 2023 Pray Vote Stand Summit. Never again will the federal government be used to target religious believers. I will govern by a simple motto, promises made, promises kept, said Trump in his 2024 victory speech. Unequal application of the law is not truly law, it is tyranny imposed on those who didn't have the power by those who do have it. That's contrary to everything we believe as Americans, said Roy. The Democratic administration's history of unequal prosecution and protection highlights the need for permanent and fundamental reforms at the Department of Justice. Source: The Washington Stand. Ben Johnson is senior reporter and editor at The Washington Stand.